Excuse me, is this the shrink's office?
I am a psychologist, is that what you mean?
Ken Sanitized, reporting for duty, sir.
Ah, of course, Mr. Sanitized. At ease, please, and do make yourself comfortable on the couch. I was just looking over your file.
Genuine leather imitation, nice.
Says here you volunteer for service, is that correct?
Sir, yes, sir.
A simple yes or no will suffice.
Sir, yes, yes.
Very good. But it doesn't say here why you were sent to me for psychoanalysis. Do you know why?
Well, Doc, I think it was because they thought I was crazy.
Crazy, huh? Do you think you're crazy?
I don't think so, but if I was, I probably wouldn't know it.
Oh, this is true. So why do you think they think you're crazy?
I think they think that I think they are crazy.
I see. And why do you think that they think that you think that they think like, as we say in the profession, weirdos?
Because they don't think the way I think.
They don't, do they? Interesting. And how do you know this?
Because when I volunteered, they told me that I must be crazy.
Ah, and because they told you you must be crazy, you know that they must be crazy, this right?
Sure, because only someone who was crazy would want to go to war.
Ah, that's the first thing you said that makes perfect sense. It's beginning to think that maybe you were a little... Wait a second, but you just said you volunteer for war.
Sure.
But you just said that you would have to be crazy to want to volunteer for war.
Correct.
Then why did you volunteer?
So they wouldn't send me to war.
Then why did you join the army?
Because I didn't want to get drafted.
But we don't even have a draft.
We will when we go to war.
But if you expect us to go to war, then why did you volunteer?
So they wouldn't send me.
Only someone who was crazy would volunteer for army if they didn't want to go to war.
So you do understand.
Oh, I understand, all right. You cuckoo kid. There's no way in the world I'm going to pass you. You zonk, because I'm calling in the guy having you thrown out.
Thank you. I knew I could count on you.
Oh, you better believe you'll count on me. I've heard of some crazy stories before, but this one's the craziest. You'd have to think I was crazy to let you join... Oh, I get it. So you wanted me to think you're crazy, so I'd have you thrown out, and that way you neither get drafted or go to war, right?
Bingo.
Ah, very clever, Mr. Sanitized. But not clever enough. I figured out your little game, and it's not going to work. I'm certifying you for immediate duty and recommending you get shipped out right away.
You found me out, but my plan was perfect. How did you do it?
Easy. I simply utilized my keen observation skills I learned from weeks of correspondence through medical school. I quickly recognize that you're not only faking, you acting. Making me think that you want to go to war because Army doctors are notorious for doing the exact opposite of what their patients want. But I saw through your little charade. I recognize that you're using reverse psychology on me. It's the oldest trick in the book.
Amazing. What gave me away?
You overplayed your hand, Sanitized. You shouldn't have told me what you were up to if you didn't want me to figure out... Wait a minute. You did tell me what you were up to. But certainly you realized that I would realize that you what you were up to and have to report you to my superiors.
You're only doing your job.
Well, why did you tell me your plan if you didn't want me to figure it out?
Because I was using that reverse psychology you were talking about.
Oh, of course. By telling me your plan, you would make me believe that it wasn't your plan, and that you were in fact crazy, right?
Right.
Then why are you telling me this now?
Because you would only figure it out anyway. After all, you're a doctor.
Oh, that's correct. I have a PhD. That is why I'm analyzing you instead of you analyzing me.
Precisely. Besides, why would you need analysis? You don't have any problems.
Oh, well, that's not exactly true. I have a few, but nothing serious.
Sure, nothing that you would want to talk about anyway, especially to someone who might tattle.
You know what they say, loose lips sink ships.
Tell me about it.
Well, it all started when I was a boy. My mother was very over-dominating and established a sexual fear of women. Consequently, I never married. I have a hard time trying... Hey, wait a minute. Why am I telling you this?
Don't ask me, man. You're the doctor.
Correct. I'm psychoanalyzing you. Now, where was I?
I was using reverse psychology.
Ah, yes. I remember you were telling me you didn't want to go to war, and by using reverse psychology, it would make me send you to war, and therefore... Hey, wait a minute. That doesn't work either.
What if I said I do want to go to war?
Well, that would work a little better, and quite frankly, it'd stop me from going crazy. Do you mind?
Not at all.
Just sign here.
Oh, sure.
Thanks.
No, thank you.
Oh, don't mention it. Oh, and in case I ask you...
Yes?
Why do you want to go to war?
Because I want to kill.
You want to kill?
I want to kill.
Kill?
Kill!
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 Oh, Sanderson, you definitely killed. Hey, but one other thing. If you really do want to kill, why did you not want to go to war in the first place?
Oh, that's easy. Because I didn't want to be killed.